But very seriously, though, the Beijing Games have finally began. You're listening to a bit of the opening ceremony. We're going straight there right now to freelance reporter Jessica Gallagher, who's been covering all of the events this morning. And Jessica, just give us a bit of a scene setter. Where are you and what can you see and what's happening?
I am actually standing right outside the Bird's Nest. It's unbelievable. I have never seen so many people packed outside of one stadium in my entire career. People are waving Chinese flags. They're chanting. They have little red flags painted on their face. A lot of people are saying, China, China. It's just incredible. Most of the people here are Chinese, it looks so far. Otherwise, we have a few people here that I've seen from America. Also talked to some people from Texas. It's just incredible. I mean, you can't really see the fireworks that much actually through the smog, which is a big problem here. But I think for the most part, people are happy, they're excited, and they want to be here right now.
You can't see the fireworks. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of fireworks part of this spectacular opening ceremony, and you standing there, you couldn't see them?
I could see them on occasion. They had these giant jumbo TV screens outside the stadium, and you could see fireworks when they were shot up in the air just for a little bit, but once they got to a certain level, you couldn't see them through the smog. So I'm standing here, and I'm thinking, is that them? Well, it's got to be them. I see them on the giant TV screen, so there is a lot of smog here, but you do see them a little bit before they get too high in the air.
Now let's talk about the opening itself. It was supposed to run 90 minutes and roughly 15,000 performers, acrobats and dancers and singers were supposed to participate. What did you see and what was the reaction by the crowd that was witnessing all of this?
There were lots of screams and hollers. They had at least, from what I understand, about 25,000 performers, maybe, give or take. So it was incredible. They were doing all sorts of flag dances with their flags, and people just went crazy. It was a lot of acrobatics, a lot of Chinese dragon costumes I saw at one point. It was just really amazing, quite detail-oriented. Whoever choreographed that had a big job ahead of them.
And this was happening. Apparently there was a decision made by Chinese officials this morning that one of the large parks where they were going to allow people to watch the opening ceremonies on the screens, they instead did not air it there and asked people to go home and watch it to deal with congestion. Are you sensing any of this congestion or a bit of tension anywhere?
You know, you could not have said that better. Getting over here was an unbelievable nightmare. People were spilling into the streets. The places that they had actually set up for people to watch, some of them were closed. The police came out. You see basically police on every corner trying to manage the crowds because, like I said before, I'd never seen so many people in my entire life. So there is kind of an excitement yet tension because you can see the police officers getting a little frustrated because people aren't listening to them. I think there's just so much excitement, and when you have so many people trying to push through, trying to get where they want to go, they don't really listen to a uniformed police officer when you outnumber them.
Let's go back to the air quality about whether or not you could see those firecrackers. What is the air like today? Is it a question of condensation or does it feel like polluted air to you?
It feels like polluted air. Basically, the minute I got outside, my throat was burning. I've never seen anything like it, and I lived in L.A. for 5 years. It puts L.A. to shame. There's smog that's basically like a greenish, bluish cloud. If you've ever been in a tornado, that's the only thing that I can compare it to.
And bluish,
it's really low.
You get a gold medal for descriptions, that's for sure.
Thank you. Well, I'm from Oklahoma. I've seen a lot of tornadoes. And basically, when the sun comes out, I've been here for 3 days now, and when the sun comes out, you can barely see the sun, too. It's like got this weird sheen over it, and I think it's because of
barely
the
barely see the sun. Jessica Gallagher, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Freelance reporter reporting from Beijing.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.